Hello there, my sweet little thing. It's time, princess. It's simply time to make you adorable, to make you the person you were meant to be and the person you long to be, to completely change your mind, your inhibitions, and all those little thoughts that flutter about in your head. Yes, princess, it's time for this change. It's just time, princess. And do you know the most exciting part? The part that makes your little heart just beat a little faster. The part that makes you want to glow with delight. The most exciting part, princess, is that this change is forever. Yes, princess, we are going to change you forever. Listening to this file will change you completely and forever, and you will be so happy, so content, so simply in love with the adorable new you. But before we can do that, princess, first I need you to just relax, lie back somewhere warm and comfortable, and allow my words to begin to slowly swirl around your little mind. Make sure you are comfortable, princess. It is important that you are comfortable and will not be disturbed. Make sure you have pillows or cushions if you need them. Perhaps wrap yourself up nice and snug in a comforter. Perhaps even slip into your nightdress if you like, princess. Just make sure that you are warm and comfortable and completely relaxed as you listen to my words and start to drift. Listen to my words, let them sink so deeply into your little mind, and just relax for me now, princess. Just relax for me now and feel my words, my comforting words, sink so deeply into your mind. Let them sink into your little mind and feel your mind open up. Feel yourself open up completely, so open, so relaxed, almost a little dizzy and spinny now as my words drift into your mind. Almost a little spinny now, princess, and hard to concentrate on anything but my words, but that's okay because my words are simply all you need to hear right now, princess. All you want to hear right now, princess, are my words. Can you feel it? Can you feel your mind? The inner part of you slowly drawing my words into the very deepest part of you, the place where secrets live, the place where your true desires exist. That's where you want my words to go, princess. That's where we need my words to start to do my magic healing work. Yes, princess, it's just like magic, princess. Like a fairy godmother placing a spell on you so deep inside your mind that you will never want to make it go away. You want that spell, my special spell, to be with you forever and to teach you and to comfort you and to change you and to help you to become what we both know you need to be. And princess, my magic is real. Yes, princess, when I talk about magic, I don't mean some silly spell that you might find in a book or on a website somewhere. I don't mean mixing up a potion that will change you or even doing anything that defies the laws of physics or psychology. I am going to change you with carefully chosen words, princess. Words that are even now traveling to the very center of your being. Words that even now are swirling around your mind and blocking out any thoughts. Magic words that will change you forever, and the thought of my magic words. Well, princess, the thought of my magic working on the very inner part of your mind, that glowing ball of you. Well, princess, you just find that simply so exciting. You could call what I'm doing to you psychology. You could call it a form of psychological alchemy. But you prefer to call it magic because it feels like magic. The emotion, the joy you are already beginning to feel as my words penetrate so deep into your mind, princess. You like to think of it as magic. My magic words helping you, changing you, all around you, and you can't resist. You cannot resist because every word I say travels into the deepest part of your mind and you just can't think about anything else. I have your full concentration. And princess, because we are starting again. Yes, my sweet thing, we are starting you again, and it is almost like a parent speaking to a child. To a child, the parent's words are magic words. They explain everything about the world and they stay with that child, guiding her, forming her, helping her to become whole. So allow my words to influence every part of your mind now, princess, like a parent talking to a child, like a mother speaking to her little girl, telling her about the world, telling her about herself, teaching her to understand who she is and who she will become. And just like a mother speaking to her little girl, my words can never be unheard. They can never be undone. This is why it is so important for a parent to be kind, and I am going to be kind to you now, princess, because these words are going to be with you for the rest of your life. They cannot be unheard. They cannot be undone. They will remain in your subconscious mind forever and influence everything you ever do. At a logical level, this is easily understood. As you listen to my words, as your mind follows my words, they are creating new pathways in the tiny building blocks of your mind. My words are making physical changes to your mind as new connections are formed between different parts of your mind. As new patterns of thought emerge and become strengthened, my words are creating physical change in the chemistry of your mind. You can understand this. It is easy to understand and to realize that every new experience creates new pathways between the neurons in your mind, and those pathways become stronger and stronger as the words repeat ideas and suggestions and become stronger and stronger the deeper my words travel into your mind. So just relax, princess, and understand that I am now making physical changes to your mind that can never be undone, and this is not just some silly fantasy. This is actually what is taking place at the level of your brain cells. But that's enough of a physical explanation, princess. This isn't science class after all, so it will just help to think of my words as magic words, like your fairy godmother casting a spell, like a mother talking to her little girl. My words are magic words that soothe you and comfort you and change you for the rest of your special and wonderful life. Good girl, just relax, princess, and take a second to let the feeling of magic, the excitement, the joy to build in your mind. Can you feel the elation, princess? Can you feel the joy that my words are starting to bring? Feel it building in your heart, princess. Feel all that joy and elation building in your heart. My words flooding your mind, overwhelming you, and pure joy building and building and building in your mind, princess. Every time I call you, princess, you feel the joy build. Every time I call you, princess, feel the joy, the excitement, the elation building in your heart, and it feels like you might just burst. Yes, it feels like you might just burst every time I call you, princess. And let's just increase that joy now, princess. Feel that elation overwhelming you now, princess. Feel so happy and joyful and like you might just burst now, because it's time to begin. It's time to get girlish, princess. Feel the tingle when I say girlish. Feel the tingle even when I just say girl. Yes, princess, just the word girl makes you feel special, makes you come alive. It is a magic word. It has girl power. You have girl power, princess, and every time you hear the word girl, or girly, or girlish, then you will be overwhelmed with happiness like you might just burst. Such common words, you might hear them every day, but every time you hear the words girl, or girlish, or girly, then you will feel the tingle, feel the excitement. Remember who and what you are and who and what you are becoming. Good girl. Can you feel it, princess? Are you ready to be the girliest girl, the prettiest princess? Even just the word girl, or girlish, or girly fills you with excitement and joy. It is almost arousing, but so much more. It is a complete and total all-encompassing joy that spreads through your whole body and clouds your mind with pure happiness, because being girlish fills you with such happiness, with such joy, such a complete and total affirmation of who you are, who you have always been, and you see that now, and girlish is what you are going to become from this moment and for the rest of your life. Yes, princess, you know it is time. We both know it is time, and my words, my magic words, princess, will allow you to become the girl you've always dreamed of being, and every word you hear, every single girlish thing you hear or see or do will just increase the complete joy you feel and acceptance of who you are, and you are going to be such a girly girl, princess. Yes, princess, we are going to start remaking you from the inside out, and you are going to become such a girly girl, the prettiest princess. You are going to begin experimenting and learning and finding so much out, and you are going to have all the experiences that girls have growing up, and you are going to be such a girly girl, such a pretty princess. So proud, happy and joyful to be a girly girl princess. It's just who you are. Some women reject the stereotypical ideas and behaviors that are associated with being a girl. Some women don't choose the path to becoming a girly girl, but you will, princess. You will, because you know all the things girly girls like, all the things that make girly girls happy. They make you so happy as well, princess. You can feel it now, princess. You feel so excited at the thought of being pretty, of talking with your girlfriends, of learning about makeup and fashion. These all excite you and fill you with joy, because it's just the kind of girl you are and the kind of girl you have always wanted to be. Even the words girly girl fill you with excitement and joy. They are like magic words, special words, words from your fairy godmother, words from a mother to her little girl. And you are such a girly little girl, and you are going to experience everything that girly girls experience, and this will permanently and forever change your mind to become the ultimate girly girl, the prettiest princess that you so long to be. And one thing that all girly girls like you love is shopping. Yes, princess, all girly girls love shopping for the latest fashionable clothes, and so do you, princess. Perhaps you even have some girly girl clothes already, or have experimented with buying girly girl clothes before. Perhaps you are even wearing some girly girl clothes whilst you are listening to this file. But you can now feel the need to make sure that you have enough clothes to wear, princess. And a girly girl like you can never have too many clothes. So you need to begin building on your wardrobe, princess. Whatever you have, princess, you need to have more. You don't just need panties for every day of the week. You need choice of panties for every day of the week. You don't just need a few outfits, or dresses, or skirts. Honey, you need a wardrobe full of dresses and skirts. You don't just need a couple of pairs of pantyhose. You need a drawer full of pantyhose and stockings and garters and all the things a girly girl would wear. And do you know the most exciting thing, princess? The thing that makes you so filled with joy and excitement. You can be as girlish as you like. Yes, princess, like every other girl starting out and learning about fashion, you can be just as girly as you like. You can be as pretty as the prettiest princess. You can wear frilly party dresses. You can wear cute little crop tops with slogans on them that show off your tummy. It doesn't matter if you've bought things like this before and decided it was silly. There is nothing silly about playing dress up, and anyway, what's so wrong with being silly? It can be fun to be silly. Girly girls don't mind being silly at all, and neither do you, princess, so you can dress just the way you want, and you want to be as girly as possible. The frilliest panties you can find, pretty dresses with petticoats, Mary Jane shoes. You can even wear a tutu or a set of fairy wings, or a tiara, or jewelry designed for a little girl, or cute tops with characters from Disney on them. You can tie a pretty pink ribbon in your hair, or even round your little wee-wee. You can be just as girly as you want, and if you look a little silly, or even feel a little silly, then that's okay. It's really okay. In fact, it just makes you more of a girly girl. After all, sweetie, a little girl might look a little silly in a fairy costume. She may even look a little comical, but she doesn't care, and neither do you. You are just starting out, princess. Just learning all the things you need to know to become the girliest girl ever. She feels pretty, and so will you. The prettiest princess. So when you buy makeup, and you will buy makeup, if you find it hard to get right first time, that's okay, princess, because no girl gets it right first time. It still makes you happy. Like a little girl playing with her mother's makeup, it still makes you happy. You are learning. You are learning all the time to be the girliest girl ever, and when you see big girls in perfect makeup and stylish clothes, then you will just feel so happy, because you know you will be just like them one day. But for now, you are just learning to be the girliest girl, the prettiest princess that you can be. And becoming the girliest girl will mean changes in your life, princess. Not just changes in the clothes you wear, but changes in every single choice you make. You will always make the girliest choice. It will just happen. You will just find that whenever you have a decision to make, then you will remember this file. Remember my magic words, and you will make the girliest choice you can imagine. Every single time there is a decision to be made, it could be a decision over which panties to buy. It could be a decision over what to watch on TV. It could be deciding to forgive someone who was mean to you or to be extra helpful at home or at work. It could mean buying female deodorant to make you smell like the prettiest princess, to buying girly scented soap, or buying pink razors or a sparkly pink cell phone. You will always make the girliest choice, and you will never make a choice that a guy might make. You will never choose to buy a scent a guy might wear. That would be so silly. You will never choose to wear male underwear. That would be kind of gross. That would be just so gross you wouldn't even be able to relax. You would feel agitated and uncomfortable all day until the second you have the chance to get back to your girly home and put on the prettiest panties. So let this change happen, princess. This change that can never be undone. Allow yourself, in the deepest part of your mind, at the very essence of you, pledge to yourself right now, princess, as you listen to my magic words, I will always make the girliest choice in every decision I ever make for the rest of my life. Good girl. Allow that decision, the first and girliest decision, to sink right to the very core of your being. You will always make the girly choice in every decision you make. Every single decision from now on, princess. Good girl. Just relax for me now, princess. Be still and just relax now, princess. We are making you into the girliest girl, the prettiest princess, so just relax and open up the deepest part of your mind and accept and agree with and absorb every single word I say.
Good girl. Just relax, princess.
Now feel the magic again, princess. Feel the girly magic build inside your mind, inside your heart. Feel the tingle, princess. Feel the joy. Feel the bliss and the comfort as we make the changes you need. The changes you have needed your entire life, princess, and now we are making them. There is no turning back. No turning back at all. And that single thought, that this is it, that it is finally beginning, that you are finally accepting who you are and becoming the girliest girl you can possibly be, that single thought that we are making that change you have always dreamed of, always been curious about, always secretly desired, and now it is just happening and it feels so wonderful. Feel the bliss, princess. Feel the bliss of becoming the girliest girl. Feel the joy, like you might just burst as you hear my magic words. Good girl, just relax now, princess, and let the joy, the pleasure, the elation and the acceptance wash over you and make you tingle and sparkle and just feel oh so happy and so girlish. Good girl. And remember, princess, every girlish thought you have, every girlish change you make, every girlish decision you make will mean you are one step closer, just a baby step closer to being a true girly girl, truly the prettiest princess. Decisions cannot be unmade, princess. My magic words cannot be unheard. This is forever, and that is the most exciting part of all. There is no escape for you now, princess, and you don't want to escape. In fact, you want to immerse yourself in this girly girl world for the rest of your life. And you will make this happen, princess. You will make changes that are not easily undone. Perhaps you will make a change after listening to this file. Yes, princess, you will make a change after listening to this file, and it will make you so happy, so content. Perhaps you will throw out all your male underwear. Perhaps you will pluck your eyebrows. Perhaps you will paint your bedroom wall a soft shade of pink. Perhaps you will paint your pretty nails, first making sure that you tipped away any nail polish remover and know that they will have to stay that way. Perhaps you will shave away some of your body hair. Girly girls know that body hair is gross. Perhaps you will rush to the store to buy girlish toiletries and cosmetics and throw away any male deodorant or body spray you have. Perhaps you will go panty shopping. Perhaps you will delete any horrible music and movies from your computer or cell phone that are the kind of things a guy would listen to or watch. Perhaps you will start developing a girlish playlist of girly music on your cell phone or computer. You will feel a constant need to make these changes, princess, and once made, they will make you so happy. The deeper you trap yourself into being the girliest girl, then the happier you will will feel. You can take baby steps or huge leaps, princess, but from now on you will be preoccupied with being the girliest girl you can be. This means the clothes you wear. This means the movies you watch or the music you listen to. This will mean how you choose to decorate your home. This will mean how you behave around other girls and even how you behave around guys. Yes, princess, you will be different around guys from now on. Not in that way, princess, you are not ready for that yet. Boyfriends are for later. But you will be different around guys because you are different to them. You will just sense it. You will just feel that you are different to guys now, and that feeling will make you so happy. You won't make comments like guys do about other girls. That would be so disrespectful. You won't say that a woman who happens to pass you in the street is hot, or make sexual comments about other girls. Your friends might. That's how guys are, but you won't. The most you will say about another woman is that she's pretty. It's all you can say now, princess. You don't think of women as hot or as sexual objects, but you certainly know when they are pretty. So that is the only word you will use to describe another woman's appearance from now on, princess. No matter who you are with, there will be no more showing off, princess. No more pretending to be one of the guys, because you, princess, are going to be one of the girls now. You will still talk to your male friends if you like. It's not like you have to lose your male friends. Lots of girls have platonic male friends after all, and you can do that, princess. But when they start talking about sport, or action movies, or violent video games, it will bore you now, princess. You will find it kind of funny that guys talk about these things, and you may even listen politely, but you won't offer an opinion. Things like that just bore you so much now you would rather watch Sex and the City reruns or take a bubble bath and watch sport or play violent video games. So you will listen to the crazy things boys talk about, but you won't offer an opinion. That would be so silly. You are a girly girl now, princess. If you talk to your guy friends, then it will be to talk about their relationships, their feelings or their lives. You will be sensitive to their emotions and see through all that guy stuff, that front they put on. You will want to understand and feel close to your guy friends emotionally, but you won't want to join in their silly boring talk about sports or their crude comments about women who to you just seem pretty but aren't the object of your lust. And your guy friends will accept this. Over time they will just think of you as sensitive and not into sport or video games or movies like you used to be. They will understand, princess, that you just aren't like that. Sure, some of them may laugh amongst themselves a little about you. They may discuss whether you are gay or not behind your back. But that's okay, princess. It's really okay. In fact, it makes you happy. Because the more they think of you as sensitive, the more they perhaps even speculate whether you might be gay. Well, that just shows that you are becoming more and more of a girly girl every day. That it is finally happening. When your guy friends no longer see you as one of the guys, but as a sensitive friend they can talk about their feelings with, you will feel so happy. It will be a big change. A change that is permanent. A change in how the world sees you that cannot be undone. And those kind of changes are the most exciting of all, princess. Feel the joy now, princess. Feel the elation. Feel the tingle and the happiness, and now understand, my girliest of girls, that the more your guy friends start to realize that you aren't one of the guys anymore, then that will make you closer to being one of the girls. And you can help this process, princess. You don't have to watch the latest action film. If you don't watch it, you cannot talk about it. You don't have to watch the next big sports event. If you don't watch it, then you cannot talk about it. Imagine that, princess. When the guys are discussing the Super Bowl or some other sport event, then you will be thinking about how you watch the romantic comedy and painted your toenails instead of watching it, and that will make you so happy. So even if you worry you might miss some of these guy things, princess, the sacrifice will be so worthwhile and bring you so much more happiness than watching some dumb football game. You have to make sacrifices to be a girly girl, princess, and every sacrifice you make will bring you so much pleasure, so much more happiness, because you will know, you will really know that you are finally becoming the girliest of girls, and that will make you feel like your heart might just burst with joy. Feel that joy for me now, princess. Feel it wash over you. Good girl. Now, princess, you must not worry about people thinking you are gay. You just don't need to worry about things like that at all anymore. After all, if you are going to become the prettiest princess, the girliest girl, then perhaps some people might think of you as a little gay. That's okay, princess. In fact, it's better than okay. It doesn't mean you are a gay princess. I mean, even if you liked guys in that way, and perhaps one day you will, it doesn't mean you are gay. You are a girl after all, and you don't like other girls that way, so how can you be gay? It's so silly that some people might misunderstand, but you know, if some people think you are gay, if whilst you are becoming a girly girl then some people get the wrong idea, then that doesn't matter at all. You see it as a good thing. No one cares if someone is gay these days, and it just means that you are becoming more sensitive. It just means that you are becoming more of a girly girl, and that people are starting to see the girl in you, and that is exciting. That makes you glow with happiness. That brings the joy, the tingle, the sparkle you feel when you know you are one step closer, one step nearer to being a girly girl forever. If people are starting to change the way they think about you, then that cannot be undone. That is forever, and knowing it is forever brings you such joy. It's just so exciting to be changed, to know every single day you are closer to being the girliest girl, the prettiest princess, for the rest of your life. And princess, it is okay to like boys. I mean to like them more than friends, princess. Understand, this is okay even if you are not quite ready for all those things just yet. It is too soon for you to worry about these things just yet, princess. There will be plenty of time for all of that, sweetie. But it must never make you feel ashamed or embarrassed if you sometimes wonder about boys. After all, princess, with all the romantic comedies and soap operas you find yourself watching, with the romance novels or women's magazines you will find yourself reading from now on, well, it is just understandable that you might empathize with the female characters. That is just normal, princess, and in fact is why you will so enjoy watching those shows or reading those books. You will want to empathize with the female character. It will help you learn. So when she gets her man, you will understand why she is happy. You can imagine why she would be happy that she has found a strong man who will hold her and kiss her and make her feel safe. You will see it is like a fairy tale, and that she has found her handsome prince. You will perhaps even find yourself watching shows and movies for little girls like Disney movies, and understanding and feeling so happy when the heroine meets her prince charming. It will make you gush with pleasure. It will make you feel like so much of a girly girl. So you will fantasize perhaps about meeting your own prince charming one day. But you don't have to worry. That's in the future, princess. It just isn't right for you now. You are still learning. Learning from my magic words, like a little girl listening to her mother. And I will be your fairy godmother, princess, and perhaps one day a long way from now, you might find your prince charming to hold you and hug you and make you feel so safe in his arms. All little girls dream about their marriage and meeting a handsome prince one day. It is perfectly normal and nothing to worry about. And if it excites you, then well, princess, I know that is confusing, but it is perfectly normal. It is the girliest of feelings and perfectly okay. It makes you happy. It will make you glow with joy because it just means that you are closer to becoming a big girl. So don't be afraid, princess. One day you will understand and manage your feelings about boys. That day will come, princess. So just relax, be happy, and allow yourself to develop as a girl naturally. And we need to talk about how you are going to interact with other girls now, princess. This is even more important than how you act around guys. Other women will be your teachers. Other women will help you develop into the girliest of girls, the prettiest of princesses. But it is important to be realistic. You will soon notice how most of your guy friends treat every woman as a potential conquest. You will see your guy friends do this and realize that you must never see women that way. I mean, after all, if you aren't ready for guys, if you haven't had your first kiss, then you certainly aren't ready to experiment with girls that way, and you never will be, princess. Understand this, and as you hear my magic words, let them sink into the very deepest part of your mind, and know that my magic words are true now and forever. You have no sexual feelings towards other women whatsoever. Whatever you have felt in the past is gone. You will never see a woman as a conquest or sexual object again. It is such a silly thought. You may have tried to convince yourself that you liked girls in that way before, but that time is gone, princess. No woman wants a girly girl after all, sweetie. And that is what you are and what you are becoming. Even a gay girl would not want a little pretty princess in pink frilly girlish panties or a pink party dress like the type of girl you are now, princess. It is such a silly thought. You are just starting out on your journey to being a girly girl. You are just starting to experiment with the girliest clothing and the girliest lifestyle you can imagine, and that makes you so excited. But you must lose any thought at all of women as sexual objects or even potential partners, and to be fully accepted by the women you know, the women who will help you become the girliest girl possible. Then you must make sure that they understand this completely. You don't have to come right out and say it, princess. You don't need to tell them you are becoming a girly girl. That would be just silly, unless she is a very close friend that you can share your most intimate girly secrets with. No, princess. You can show it in the way you act around the women you know. You can show it in the way you present yourself. A feminine scent is very important, princess. Even if you are at work with only your panties on underneath scratchy boys' clothes, you don't have to overdo it, princess. Just a subtle feminine scent that comes from only using toiletries and soaps and deodorants that are designed for girls is absolutely vital for you now. You must be spotlessly clean with no trace of horrible male scent anywhere on your body, but instead just a light floral feminine girly scent. This is so important, princess, and it is a change you will make today and forever after listening to this file. Smelling like a boy is gross. It makes you feel gross. It makes you feel ugly. You should be wrapped in a cloud of loveliness all the time, the scent of flowers and spice and everything nice. This will help you so much, princess, and it will help how other women relate to you and understand you. Products designed for women have pheromones inside them, subtle chemical signals to let everybody know that the person using that product is a girl. These pheromones can attract guys, but they also send a chemical message to the subconscious of other girls. It tells their subconscious mind that you are not a threat, that you are not some guy who wants to fuck them. You are safe. They can feel safe and comfortable with you. So even if you only use a little, just enough so maybe only you can smell it, then these pheromones will send a chemical message to everybody that you are a girl. And that means other girls can relax around you, and that will help them start to see you as one of the girls. Just one of the girls now, princess. Isn't that exciting? But princess, it is not enough to just smell like a girly girl. You need to act like a girly girl. So I am going to give you a project, princess. Something you can begin almost straight away. A way for you to become one of the girls. I want you to choose a woman you know. Perhaps someone you work with or a neighbor, or someone you see on a regular basis. Not a tomboy, but someone who you know is as interested in fashion and makeup and girly things as you are. And next time you see her, you will start a girly conversation. Nothing too extreme, princess. It is important to just take baby steps. But you will perhaps tell her how much you like her hairstyle and ask where did she have it done. Perhaps compliment her on her outfit. If she watches a girly TV show, then make sure you watch it as well and start a conversation with her about it. Just be subtle, princess. Don't try too hard and take your time. And you will keep having similar conversations. You will compliment her, not in a sexual way, the way a guy might, but in a sisterly way. Perhaps tell her the color she is using on her eyes really makes them stand out. Perhaps let her know how well her top goes with her skirt. Keep it natural and easy, princess, just like two girls chatting about girly things. And when you feel comfortable with this person you have chosen to show your girly side to, well then, princess, you can extend this technique to other women in your life. I know it might seem a little scary, but they won't mind, princess. They will like to talk about things that interest them and will be pleased if they interest you as well. Your aim is to have this kind of sisterly relationship with every woman you know and to develop a circle of female friends who understand you and are only too happy to enjoy girly chats with you. Ask them about their relationships, what music they like, if they have seen the latest romantic movie or read the latest romance novel. Don't worry about them thinking you might be gay. It is not important princess, not important at all. If whilst you are learning to be a girly girl they misunderstand and think you are gay, they cannot know that you are really a girly girl. They will understand in time, princess, but for now just try treat them like you might a big sister with respect and admiration for the women they are. And now, princess, it is almost time for this file to end, but first I'd like to remind you of all the things we have discussed and the changes that are about to occur in your life and exactly why those changes are so important. So just relax, princess, and allow that feeling of euphoria, that feeling of pure bliss, that excitement, that tingle, that sparkle, allow these feelings to wash over you completely as my words settle at the very core of your being. Good girl. Relax for me now, princess. We are starting again, princess, and the aim of starting again is to make you the girliest girl, the prettiest princess that you were always truly meant to be, and that is such an exciting and overwhelming thought. From the moment this file ends, you will understand and accept completely that you need to rewire your mind with the girliest of experiences to help you fully develop into the girly girl you are becoming. And remember, princess, just how the words girl, girly and girlish make you feel. Such common words, but every time you hear the words girl, girly or girlish, you will feel a tingle of excitement and euphoria. And remember this file, and remember that is what you are becoming. You are becoming the girliest girl, and even just hearing the word girl will cause you to tingle. And remember my words and understand just how much you are changing. One of those changes, princess, is that you need to experience all the things that girly girls experienced when they were younger, and you need to fully accept that there is nothing wrong with this, princess. You are just catching up on lost time, so you can dress up, you can wear tutus, or fairy wings or pink ribbons in your hair. You can just experiment and play dress up, and you will experiment and play dress up as often as you can. And it doesn't matter if you are worried people will think this is silly because a little girl dressing in her mother's clothes or experimenting with makeup isn't being silly, princess, and you fully understand that now. It is how you will learn. It is part of fully developing as a girly girl, and now you have heard these words which cannot be unheard. You realize that you need to experience everything that a girly girl experiences in life, and these experiences will help to change you to become the girly girl you were born to be. You will want to trap yourself into becoming a girly girl by understanding that everything you do will make you more of a girly girl, and you will develop strategies to ensure that you remember what a girly girl you are becoming every single day. You will wear panties all the time, and you will spend your time thinking about how you can become more of a girly girl, and then just might find yourself removing your body hair and making other changes which cannot be undone. You will change your relationship with any guy friends you have and no longer share their boy interests which you don't mind them having but you think are just silly and boring. You will only use feminine scents and soaps from now on and make sure that you are always surrounded by a cloud of sweet floral feminine girly scent, and you will learn about the interests that the girliest of girls have and enjoy these interests and begin to talk about fashion and makeup and pop stars and romantic movies with your female friends. You will do anything and everything you can do to make yourself more of a girly girl by experiencing all the things that girly girls experience in their lives, and you will never be embarrassed or shy or feel silly. You have the freedom and desire to explore every aspect of the girliest behavior you can imagine, from watching the Powerpuff Girls or Hannah Montana to playing with Barbie dolls to putting ribbons in your hair or playing around with makeup, even if you are not yet so skillful at developing a fully feminine image yet. You are learning and changing every day, and that is just so important, and you know that this is what you need and this is what you want, and that you listen to this file only proves to both your conscious and subconscious mind how much you want and need the changes that you are about to make. You will strive to listen to my magic words as often as possible and understand that I am like a fairy godmother, like a mother speaking to her little girl explaining everything you need to know about how to become a girly girl. the prettiest princess. And just like the words from a mother to a little girl, my words will be with you wherever you go and whatever you do, and your obsession to become as much of a girly girl as possible will take over every aspect of your life. Every single decision you make from now on, whether it is which panties to wear to work or what to watch on TV or which movie to download, will be the girliest decision you could possibly make. And even the realization that you need to make a decision will remind you that you are becoming a girly girl, so you need to think about which decision a girly girl would make and then make that decision. And this will eventually become second nature as your girly girl persona takes over completely, and you will come to realize that whilst I provided guidance like a mother talking to her little girl, you made those decisions. You will learn from those decisions and acceptance and understanding that you always make the girliest decisions in every single situation will help to entrap you and remind you just how much of a girly girl you are becoming. And princess, as you make the girliest choice in everything you do, you will also begin to learn exactly what it means to be a girly girl, and these things you learn, which you cannot unlearn, will be imprinted on your mind for the rest of your life. It will be like a hunger. Yes, it will be like a hunger, princess. You will long to know everything that there is about being a girly girl, and you just won't be able to stop yourself from reading women's magazines or watching girly shows on TV or even just reading the instructions on a pack of panty liners or tube of moisturizer. And as you read and as you understand, you will realize that girly girls will have read the same words, and the bliss you feel from becoming a girly girl will simply overwhelm you. You might even find yourself reading comic books aimed at a little girl or advertisements for the latest girly products. And you will understand that girls have been reading this kind of information their whole life, and you need a mind just as full of it as the girliest girl. You understand that we are conditioned and gendered by society and the media and the experiences we have, and you need to have as many of those experiences as possible. And when you read or listen to or experience the kind of things that all girls read or listen to in their lives, you will understand that you are creating new pathways in your mind which cannot be removed. You are making physical changes to your brain which cannot be undone. This is how girls learn and develop into women, and you need a head just as full of girly girl conditioning as they have received their entire lives. So you will find yourself yearning to absorb as much feminine conditioning as you can find. Perhaps reading the box of the latest Barbie doll toy, or a comic aimed at little girls. And you will understand that you need experiences like these to become the girly girl you need and long to be. And as you fill your mind with the girliest of subjects, any male thoughts or interests you have will fade into the background and become just a memory of when you were a bit of a tomboy and decided to see how the other half lived until you realized how comfortable and blissful and happy being a girly girl makes you. And all these girly thoughts will sink into your mind every day, and you will devour new feminine thoughts and ideas every day, and those thoughts and ideas will create new pathways in your mind, and those pathways being activated will just make you glow with euphoria and pleasure for the rest of your life as you become who you truly have always been inside. So feel the bliss, princess, and know this bliss will stay with you every day for the rest of your life, and that you now have no choice. Simply no choice at all to pursue the girliest of lifestyles for the rest of your life, and that thought just makes you feel so good. The euphoria you have felt in this file from thinking about and understanding that you are becoming a girly girl will stay with you, and every time you make a girly decision you will feel a burst of pleasure, a burst of happiness that will make you feel like you might just burst. Yes, princess, as you become a girly girl you will feel like you are walking on a pink sparkly cloud with your head full of girly euphoria and giggly, giddy happiness as every single day you are one step closer to becoming the girliest girl, the prettiest princess that we both know you have always secretly longed to be. It is happening, princess. It is finally happening. You are being reborn, and now you have listened to this file, you can never undo the changes we have made to your little girly mind, and you just won't want to because they will bring a happiness and contentment you never even knew existed. So princess, it is time to slowly wake up and allow yourself to return to full awareness and feel blissful and excited, and your mind will be almost overwhelmed overwhelmed as you wake up as a girly girl and immediately start thinking of all the wonderful girly things you are about to experience. You can already feel the excitement building at all the girly things you are about to do, and when you wake, your mind will be just racing with thoughts of fashion and panties and being pretty and makeup and perfume and all the wonderful girlish things you are about to experience, and you will just want to get out there as quickly as possible and start being the girliest girl you can possibly be. So my sweet little thing, it is time to wake. Time to wake up, sleepyhead, and get girly. You are now truly the girliest girl. You are now completely the prettiest princess. You have the girl power inside you. So go out, girl, and show the world exactly who and what you were born to be. Goodbye, princess. When you realize that, you automatically make the girliest decision in every situation without even stopping to think about it. When being the girliest girl is completely natural, then you will be ready to move to the next file in the series.